WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Morning, happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And hope it's starting off well for you. It's overcast out, still a little breezy, 50 degrees. Feels colder than that, though. When I woke up this morning, I had windows open throughout the house, and I woke up and said, ooh, maybe I should have closed some of those, but I'm going to leave them open. Let's keep it as cool in there as possible. I was having a conversation yesterday with our engineer about air conditioning. And then I was like, you know what? I just paid the electric bill down to, you know, I got all my monthly bills paid the other day. And I said, they were surprisingly less than I thought they were going to be. And then I remembered it's because, oh, yeah. Don't have the heat on, but I don't have the air conditioning on either. So let's see how I feel in a month or so. I'm going to try and push it off as long as I can, but you know how it goes. So 508-996-0500, that is a number to call in and chime in if you want to get involved in the conversation. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM map. Later on today in the 8 o'clock hour, we have our rescheduled appearance from Rosemary Gill, the president and CEO of the Zeitarian Performing Arts Center, to speak with us about the renovations that are going on and the progress they're making, now up over the 60% completed mark. So I've seen some photos of the stuff they've gotten done over there, and they've built a whole tunnel system underneath the auditorium, and now they're pouring the concrete over it. Well, they poured the concrete over it. Now they've been able to get the scaffolding up to start working on some of the restoration of the ceiling and walls, and oh man, it's going to be beautiful when they're done. I mean, it was already beautiful, but sprucing everything up is going to be fantastic. Having the chandelier cleaned and all kinds of stuff. So we'll find out the latest on all of that in the 8 o'clock hour. There's something that came up yesterday during Chris McCarthy's show, and I had seen something floating around online, and I had made a note to look into it. But then when Chris was on yesterday, a caller actually called in, who I'm assuming is the same person that posted online about this. I saw it on New Bedford Guide, and a few other people had shared it. But it was a parking violation from the Whale's Tooth parking lot. So someone went, I guess multiple people went to the Whale's Tooth parking lot on Sunday, parked, got on the train, spent the day in Boston or wherever they went on the train route, came back and found parking tickets on all of their vehicles. And we'd been told that the MBTA had extended its free weekend parking program. Because if you remember, it was originally supposed to end, at the beginning of May. And then there was more issues with this train, with the Sunday night service and the Saturday night service, getting people back. They didn't have the right amount of staff. And so they were busing people back. And as part of the make good on that, they extended the free parking program to June 1st. Except at the Whale's Tooth lot. And I guess perhaps, you know, that's our fault for not, well, I mean, I can't say that all these people that park there listen to WBSM, but, or read WBSM.com, but maybe we should have done some clarifying, I guess. See, I was under the impression, and this could be my own fault, But I was under the impression that a portion of the parking lot at Whale's Tooth was MBTA and a portion of the parking lot was New Bedford Port Authority because they have spaces that they use for the Sea Streak Fast Ferry. So I was under the impression that there was a sectioned off area. I haven't been over there since I took the train on the first day, so forgive my ignorance. But I was under the impression that there's going to be a section that was ferry parking and a section that was commuter rail parking, and that, you know, the MBTA was operating the commuter rail side and the Port Authority was operating the spaces that are for the fast ferry. But apparently that's incorrect. And apparently I wasn't the only one that thought that, because people park there assuming that there was going to be free parking. They parked, they didn't scan their car in, they didn't use the app or whatever to pay for their car. They got on the train, came back and found a $50 ticket. And that $50 ticket didn't say who it was from. It just said, you know, New Bedford Whale's Tooth parking lot. And that's why it caught my eye and I wanted to look into it yesterday, was because it looked like a scam to me. It looked like somebody had printed these things up, put a text to pay line on there, and then went out and distributed them when there was supposed to be free parking, because I, like everybody else, assumed that that lot was included. Apparently, if you went on the website, though, it did not list the New Bedford station as, which is what they call the Whale's Tooth, as one of those free parking stations. And as far as I can remember, it doesn't say that it's not a free station either. But so these folks didn't pay, came back, found $50 tickets, weren't sure who they were from. A gentleman called Chris McCarthy's show yesterday and said that he had been parking at the Whale's Tooth for the past couple of weekends and that this was the first time he had been ticketed. And that he went to the city's parking commission at the Elm Street Garage. And they said, no, it's the Port Authority. You got to go to them. And then he went to the Port Authority and they said, well, it's actually this Express Park. They're the third party company that collects the payments. And then he called Express Park and they said, well, all we do is collect the payments. So if there was supposed to be free parking, we wouldn't know anything about that. So I reached out to the Port Authority and asked for some answers on this. And John Regan from the Port Authority got back to me and explained the whole thing. But basically, here's how it breaks down. The Port Authority owns and maintains that entire parking lot. You may see MBTA employees at that parking lot, but they are there to help assist people with the train itself and the commuter rail, getting on the train and, you know, getting their tickets, whatever. Apparently, according to one Facebook commenter, there was someone there from the MBTA or maybe from the Port Authority, but there was somebody there telling people that they did in fact have to pay. I can't verify that. That's just a comment that popped up on social media under the story. But the Port Authority owns and operates this lot, and, well, they're the ones responsible for it. It's city property, but they're the ones that run it. And they are not giving free parking because of the fact that it is now open for ferry parking. So they are not offering this free parking. It is not covered under that program by the MBTA. There is apparently signage that tells you that you have to pay, but they're going to be putting more signage up now. And as noted by John Regan, you can tell the difference because, let me just make sure I get the right information here from this story. The Port Authority utilizes a different text-to-pay parking system known as text-to-park, as opposed to the pay-by-phone app that is used at the MBTA lots like Church Street. So that's the difference. That's how you can tell you're paying a different service. Now, if you've only used the Whale's Tooth lot, you don't know that there's a difference. But there is. So, to make up for this confusion, I'm going to give you John Regan's exact statement. In an effort to address the confusion and assist passengers in getting familiar with the downtown parking lot and station, the Port Authority will be voiding and waiving fines on all tickets in the Whale's Tooth lot through Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. So anybody who got a violation, a ticket on Sunday, or if you got it on a different day this weekend, or that ticket is waived. You don't have to pay the $50. Now, if you already paid the $50, I don't know if you have any recourse to get it back. You would have to contact the Port Authority about that, but they are going to waive those fees. Waive those fines. What I thought was interesting about this, though, and the caller mentioned this when he called into Chris, the violation gives you 7 days to pay. And if you don't pay within 7 days, according to the caller, that leads to substantial additional fees. That's what Express Park told him. And is that really the way you want to operate that parking lot, especially now where you have commuter rail users? I mean, I get it. You're supposed to pay to park, but a 7-day window to pay seems a little tight. Especially where it was a situation where, you know, people were confused. Now, I get it. They're waiving the fines that people got this weekend. But still, if I get a parking ticket or one of those letters in the mail that says you went through a toll, I don't have a transponder. I don't go through enough tolls to make it worth keeping a transponder in the car. Every time I get one of these things in the mail, I keep saying I'm going to get a transponder because it's not, what's the difference? Might as well have it. But I just forget because I don't go through enough tolls to remember. But every time I get one of those things in the mail, I don't pay it right away. I got a dumb parking ticket in New Bedford that I had every intention of fighting because it was stupid. It was for not being 5 feet from a driveway when parked on a side street. And like where you can park a vehicle, there isn't 5 feet on either side of the driveways on either end of this curb, this section of sidewalk, plus the length of a car. And I only got the ticket because the people that lived in the house next to where I parked called to complain about it. So I had every intention of fighting that and going down. I'm not paying this. But I didn't. I didn't go down there and I didn't send payment out, and it ended up costing me double. I got a parking ticket in Plymouth one time. I had to run into my friend's store. It was pouring rain. I was only going to be in there for a few minutes. I was like, I'll just park here, run in. I had to carry out a big box, so I was trying to get as close as I could. And I was like, it's raining. No, there's no people that are going to come by and check. Well, they did, and I got a parking ticket. Took the ticket, threw it in my car, totally forgot about it until I went to renew my license or my registration, one of the two. And had to pay a little bit more because I did that. But I think most people are like that. They're not intentionally not paying parking tickets. They just don't think of it right away. Or they're going to go fight it and question it and forget to do that too. So 7 days seems a little capricious. that you've got, you know, that much time to pay it before fees mount up. And maybe that makes sense for ferry parkers because, you know, those people aren't sticking around. So you want to get payment from them as soon as possible because you might have to chase them down in another state or something later on. And if you live in another state and you get a $50 parking ticket in New Bedford and don't pay it, what's really going to happen to you? They don't have the jurisdiction to then apply that to your license renewal or registration renewal in the state you live in. So you got away with it. So I get it. I get why they put that 7-day window on there for ferry parkers. But do you need that for MBTA riders? Anyway, 508-996-0500. We can talk about that. We've got some other stories we'll discuss as well, including an interesting story out of Taunton regarding a restaurant in the airport. But right now, I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We'll be back after this break and Mike's news. Stay tuned.
Vice President Vance meets Pope Leo, a shakeup at CBS News, and don't hit snooze.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Vatican says Pope Leo XIV and Vice President J.D. Vance met for cordial talks while he attended the Pope's first Mass over the weekend. According to the Vatican, Vance and the Pope discussed issues of religion and religious freedom, as well as exchanged views on international issues. During the meeting, Vance also passed along a letter from President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, extending their warm wishes and inviting the Pope to visit the White House. The newly selected pontiff is the first American to serve as Pope. Doctors say you're better off skipping the snooze button on your alarm. The new study published in the journal Scientific Report says the minutes just before waking up are the most important phase of sleep, when rapid eye movement are at their peak. Apparently, snoozing interrupts that. They advise to set your alarm for the latest possible time and then commit to getting out of bed the first time it goes off. The president of CBS News is stepping down from the role as the network deals with a $20 billion lawsuit filed by President Trump. Wendy McMahon said in a memo to the staff, "Leading the organization has been a privilege and joy, but noted the past few months have been challenging." McMahon also said that it's become clear she and the company do not agree on the path forward. Trump sued CBS News, saying 60 Minutes edited a pre-election interview with former Vice President Harris. McMahon's decision to resign marks the second high-profile departure from the network within the last month. Netflix will show viewers the way to get to Sesame Street later this year.
How to get to Sesame Street.
The streaming giant announcing it has reached a deal for the exclusive worldwide premiere rights for the long-running children's show. Episodes of Sesame Street's 56th season will hit Netflix the same day they premiere on PBS stations. This comes after Warner Brothers Discovery did not renew its deal for Sesame Street to be streamed on HBO Max. Netflix's deal also includes the right to develop video games based on Sesame Street.
A porch pirate with a conscience is rare, but there is one in Washington, D.C., days after a package containing a $1,200 doctoral cap and gown from George Mason University was taken from a Southwest D.C. home of Dr. Leah Carrington Boney. It mysteriously showed back up on her sidewalk. She's crediting news reports about the theft, which was recorded by her doorbell camera minutes after the delivery, as the likely reason why the person returned it. Police say that this may be the first instance that they've come across where a porch pirate victim has actually gotten their items back. People living near a golf course have a higher risk of developing Parkinson's disease.
A study published in JAMA Network Open found that people living within a mile of a course have a 126% higher risk of getting Parkinson's than those who live more than 6 miles away. Researchers suspect the use of pesticides on golf courses is linked to that higher risk. I'm Michael Kastner.
7 of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail on Friday are still on the loose. Louisiana State Police Colonel Robert Hodges says the manhunt continues.
They have friends and family members who are helping them and concealing them and helping them move, which makes law enforcement's job more challenging. We end up getting there just a little too late.
Governor of Louisiana Jeff Landry announced that rewards totaling $20,000 per inmate are now being offered. The inmates faced various charges, including murder, domestic abuse, and felon in possession of a firearm. Landry has ordered the Louisiana Attorney General to investigate how the escape occurred and who might be responsible. A Florida scuba diver has a big fish story to tell. Christina Scott says she found a 6-inch tooth from an extinct megalodon shark while diving off the coast of Venice recently. Megalodons died out more than 3 million years ago, and they were 60 feet long and had nearly 300 teeth. Those fossilized teeth are the only things that survived anywhere in the world.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Mets 3-1 last night. Both teams back at it again tonight at 6:45.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Temperatures as we wake up on this Tuesday in the mid-40s. In the afternoon, we stay below average with high temperatures in the upper 50s and low 60s here on the South Coast. It's still windy, too, so we get kind of that raw feel, almost like early spring, with gusts in the 20s, and some could get up to 30 miles per hour. Not out of the question today. We're mostly cloudy, too. Peak of sunshine here and there, but the clouds are pretty stubborn. And thankfully, at least we stay pretty dry. But once we get to Wednesday night, that's when things start to get soggy. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Back in 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. By the way, we will have 3 new codes for you today for our Eagles Fly Away. If you want to enter to win a chance to fly away to Las Vegas to go to the Sphere to see the Eagles, you get 2 tickets to see the Eagles at the Sphere, round trip airfare to Vegas for both of you, 2 nights at the Venetian, and $500 to play with while you're in Sin City. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you the song title of a classic Eagles song and the 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hour. All you have to do is enter the name of that song at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app, and you will be entered to win. So again, you're going to get 3 Eagles song titles, 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Each one is your chance to enter to win. And you can listen every day, collect all 3 each day. You can get some extra bonus entries by liking us and following us on social media and subscribing to our newsletter and all that stuff. It's all there at WBSM.com and on the app if you need to see more info on it or to start playing. So again, 10, 2, and 5. That's when you'll hear those codes. And we want to thank our sponsors that make it possible to send you to Vegas to see the Eagles. Here on WBSM, it's brought to you by the DeMello International Center in New Bedford and Tank Exchange. So we had a bunch of people already playing on day one. And I can tell you this much. Chris McCarthy couldn't stop raving about this contest yesterday. I think he wishes he was eligible to win. Although I told him, you know, I said, the Eagles are great, but you really want to have a fun time. Just go see Joe Walsh when he comes around. So we were talking about some of our favorite Eagles songs. And, you know, I didn't like them for a long time. It wasn't that I didn't like them. I was just kind of ambivalent to them. But then they grew on me. And right around the time they grew on me, my boss just at my last cooking job just happened to say to me, "Hey, I'm going to see the Eagles. Do you want to go with me?" And I was like, "Sure." I didn't realize how much he paid for the tickets till afterwards, but oh my God. But it was a fantastic show, and that was just at Xfinity. So I can only imagine what it's going to be like at the Sphere in Las Vegas. If you're not familiar with the Sphere, it is a giant sphere. And you go inside of it, and when you sit in the seats, the rest of the building is kind of like curved around you, and that's all a big screen. So the band will be on a stage, and then this screen will be projecting all kinds of stuff during the performance. So if you are an Eagles fan, you're going to have the experience of a lifetime here. They're only doing, what, 4 shows? I think it's 4 final shows for their 50th anniversary, and then that's it. No more Eagles. So again, WBSM.com and the WBSM app has all of the details. So we were talking about this situation where people were hit with a parking ticket at the Whale's Tooth lot. The New Bedford Port Authority explained why that was. And by the way, you can read more about this at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app if you want some more details. But they're going to waive all of the parking tickets through today because of this confusion. But then going forward, you are going to have to pay no matter what, even on the weekend. Even as the MBTA is offering free weekend parking at other stations for the next 2 weekends. But also, I think people are a little bit more concerned about the fact that this, after 7 days, if you haven't paid this $50 parking fee, it goes to collections. And you're going to pay more. Like, is that a adequate amount of time in your eyes? Especially where people were confused about this. I mean, thankfully, we were able to get them some answers right away. You know, not only did we write up this story, but the Port Authority put out a post on Facebook. But then again, if you didn't know that the Port Authority runs the parking lot, you weren't going to their page to find that information. And if you don't follow them, you wouldn't have seen it pop up otherwise. So, you know, thankfully we're able to broadcast this information and try to get to as many people as we can who might have been hit with those tickets. Between having it on the radio and having it online. But 7 days seems like a too brief of a window. I get it. You're dealing with people that probably are from out of state. But you've also got to take into account now that you've got local people that are using that lot to ride on the train. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I've got a call coming in here. I should take a break, but I'm going to take the call first. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Kim. It's Jill Youssef. I just wanted to tell you something that I found out. My husband and I decided to ride the train. It was very nice. And we did that on this Sunday. Because it was supposed to be free. Mm-hmm. But it didn't charge us much. It was a good ride. It was only $3 each. We were charged for it. I said to the conductor woman that was collecting the ticket, I said, well, I thought it's supposed to be free in New Bedford. She said, no, it's only free if you board it in Middleborough.
That's weird.
And I kept the receipt. If anybody would like to see them, we would charge $3 each, and other people were paying, depend on where they came. She said, no, if you came on board in Middleborough, it was free. From New Bedford, no. And because of our age, over 70, they charged us each $3, and I have the receipts for that. But I told the lady, I said, you know, I thought this was supposed to be free. She said, we're hearing this a lot, but she says, I work for the MBTA, and I have to go by our rules. And our regulations say it's free from Middleborough on.
See, that's the exact opposite of what it's supposed to be. So it's supposed to be that if you get on the South Coast station, so Fall River, New Bedford, either of the two New Bedford stops, or I think Freetown is included. If you get on one of those stops, it's free, but if you get on anywhere else, it isn't. So what she told you is the exact opposite of what we've been told.
And I have the receipts if you'd like me to bring them down and show them. I kept them. I said, may I have a receipt for that? She said, oh, sure. We paid cash. Wasn't a big amount, and I didn't mind it, you know, but I thought, well, wouldn't this be horrendous if somebody got on with another member or something and didn't bring a wallet for the day or just took a ride? How was he going to pay for it? She said, only if it's in Middleborough. And that, she said to me, is the MBTA. And this was, we got the train at 8:30 Sunday morning, and we boarded from the Church Street. And on the way up, nothing. On the way back, we got ticketed, and she'd come by and say, where's your ticket? And some people paid bigger amounts. So I don't know. So I left the mayor's office that information as well.
Yeah, I thought even on the return trip, as long as your final destination was one of those New Bedford stations, you didn't have to pay.
Yeah, well, they charge us on the return trip, not going up. So go figure this out. So that's the problem with this state. The right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing.
Yeah, well, especially when it comes to what the MBTA is doing, because you've got two different companies involved with the T itself and then Keolis, right. And it's just a big disaster.
And I know one of the ladies that lived in St. Haven, my husband and I knew them, and she was livid because she had to pay $50 or something. She got some sort of a ticket or something on her car or something, and, you know, she wasn't too happy about it. I said, well, you should go down and see what they can do about it. Maybe nothing, but so at least present it.
That would have been a parking ticket, I assume?
It was a parking ticket, yes.
So was that at the Whale's Tooth lot, or?
No, I believe... Oh, I shouldn't say. I don't know. I think she liked to park at the Church Street, but it could have been the Whale's Tooth. It could have been.
Yeah, because if it was Church Street, it should have been free. If it was Whale's Tooth, that ticket is going to be waived because of the confusion.
Yeah, all right. Well, maybe that. Well, she paid it or whatever she did, so she should hopefully hear this and go down there and take care of it. But that's what they're doing. So there are different rules and regulations, and what's worse is that the staffing and personnel all seem to be on different pages.
Yeah.
So, you know, and this young lady seemed to know what she was talking about. She wasn't, you know, that young, but she wasn't old either. She said, no, I'm sorry, I have to go by the regulations. I'm employed by the MBTA, and this is their regulations. If you boarded down at the Whale's Tooth, which I guess is downtown, she said, then it's free. But because you boarded that first time, that's what my girlfriend was told, but I was told with my husband that because we boarded in New Bedford, it didn't make a difference where in New Bedford, we had to pay a fee because she said, we only give it free if you board in Middleborough. You came on before Middleborough, didn't you? I said, yes, we got on Church Street. She said, well, I'm sorry, there's a fee.
Well, I'm going to reach out to the MBTA and try to get some answers on that.
So I would hope you let us know.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
You as well. And we got another call on hold, but hang on, I've got to take a break. I'm going to fall behind here, so we'll be back in a few moments. All right, let's take a call here before we got to take our next break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Sashiola.
How you doing?
Good. You know, you're talking about the train. When did the train start in New Bedford?
It was March 24th or 26th. I think 24th.
Okay, March, April. We're in May, and we're still having problems with a train. Okay? The thing that I don't understand is, why isn't they haven't streamed this out. That's all I hear all the time when Mark Montigny comes on here. I brought the train down here. I'm going to do this. And they still can't stream the. We have senior citizens that don't know really, like myself, how to maneuver through all this, go up there, you got to take a bus back. And he gets on the radio and is taking credit for all this stuff that he's done with the train. Took long enough. Well, fix the problem, Mark.
Well, he did have hearings for the problems that were happening and got answers to that. But what's the problem here is that we just keep getting new problems that pop up.
Well, I mean, they shouldn't have started it in the first place because they inconvenient a lot of the senior citizens. People are forgetting, those politicians are forgetting the senior citizens. Those are the ones that you got to worry about. Don't take votes because it's already, you know, that's the thing. The politicians here don't really care. They just talk to get reelected. Mark, just get the thing done. You're supposed to be the guy that fixes things. So we hear every time you call the program. I brought the train. I did this. I think I'm listening to Brian Gomes. But you know, it's amazing how the politicians are treating the senior citizens.
Well, definitely seems to be a confusing situation no matter what.
I know them. So why don't they fix them? You know what I'm saying? They get on the radio and they're trying to win votes. They don't care. It's always about around the time with the votes thing. That's the thing that people don't. They understand it. But why are they afraid to speak out to these people? You guys are putting them there. You know, we put those people there. They work for us. Where's the idea now? I can do this. Forget about that. He calls in and is taking so much credit about this. You know, that's all I hear. He voted against this. If he was the last voter to make that vote, he wouldn't have done it. He would have won with the, it's just amazing to listen to people talk on the radio. And then they go up there. You got people 60, 70, 80 years old. They have to take a bus after they go all the way up there.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? You know, your way to go to Boston, and they don't do the thing the right way. They end up getting back on the bus on the train and it's headed towards New Bedford. People are coming back to New Bedford. They're supposed to be going to Boston, but they can get up there and just say this and say this. We're supposed to believe them. Politicians don't care about us anymore down here.
All right.
I don't understand why. Jill's hit it right on the button, and she's an elected official. She's in politics. Can you imagine? Somebody's got to do something and have Mark Montigny, if he keeps saying, I do this and I do that, get off your keys to Mark and do the thing the right for the people. You know, you're losing a lot of votes out there. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. I got to take one final break, but how do you feel about that? Do you feel like, you know, you've been taking advantage with this train situation that it might have launched before all the bugs were worked out? 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. All right. We're going to be going into the news. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. We can talk more about this train parking situation. You can read more about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app.